In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Cara, for asking me to do this homily this morning on the Gospel of John, chapter 15, the first verses. It's about the vine and the branches. From the Gospel passage, we recollect that Jesus' teaching on himself as vine and church as branches. And you know, vineyard is something that's very, very common in Judaism or in Jerusalem or even in Palestine. In the Song of the Vineyard in Isaiah 5:1-7, the house of Israel and the people of Judah are the vineyard of the Lord of hosts. They are expected to yield the proper fruit, but they don't, and they are destroyed. In Jeremiah chapter 2:21, God is pictured as the planter of a choice vine. There are many, many expressions in Hosea, Psalm, Isaiah. The idea that the people of God are vine, which God tends and from which God expects good fruits, is not something new. However, the connection between Jesus as the vine and people as the branches, or the church as the branches, the fellowship as the connecting point, which brings to us a strong reminder. In this context, we see that Jesus invites the church to be his partner. You abide in me, and you will bear fruits. So Jesus is talking about connectivity, koinonia, a fellowship. And it's talking that we, the church, have a mandatory role, imagery reflection of that God in whom we abide as the vine. And this word fellowship is the underlining word that I notice in this passage. And one of that, the foundation of this passage is abide in me. John is grounded strongly in building relationship with God and people, which he calls a covenant. There are three functions of this fellowship that I'd like to point out. One, it is a protective function of the fellowship. Two, it's a promotional function. And the third, a pleromic function. Let me explain. Abide in me is also a responsibility laid by God. And this responsibility is just not with the people, but it is as a fellowship, which is the body of Christ, the church. And here we find the church has a major role in protecting the interest of the people, protecting and building relationship within the church. We are called to be reconcile makers. We are called to do this because Jesus himself says, if you abide in me, these are the outcomes of your productivity or fruitfulness. This is becoming obviously very important in the times of pandemic, when we don't meet face to face. And a lot of questions come into our mind. We say, where two or three are gathered, I am there, said the Lord. But there's not even two we are able to meet today. Is God an internet? We are talking about Eucharist, which is breaking bread, which is another fellowship. And now the fellowship cannot take place. So how do we abide and become productive? These are some of the strong questions that keeps coming, and we say we are the Ruha, which is the breath of God. But today the breath of God is controlled by machines. In us, due to this pandemic time. But yet, it's a reminder to all of us. When we abide in God, it's just not a physical connection, or it is just not a metaphorical connection, but it's a spiritual bonding. And in this spiritual bonding, we see a lot of Old Testament stories. And this is also about Jesus saying, I am the vine. This I am the vine is the last of its series of the seven I ams in the book of John. And this I am also goes back to the history of the Old Testament when Moses encountered the living God or God on Mount Sinai, and there was a close connection, and God says, go and redeem my people. He said, no, I'm not going to go. He gives a lot of excuses, but after the excuse, he is asking God, what shall I, and whom, what do I say to Pharaoh that who sent me? It is here the God Almighty, the Creator God says, tell him, I am who I am. This I am who I am is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, a story and a truth that connects the Trinitarian God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Creator God said, I am who I am. And John recaptures this I am who I am to say seven I ams, and the last of it is I am the vine. I am the vine, my roots are stronger, and I am grounded because my Father is strong, and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, is strong. So I abide in Him, and if you abide in me, you will be productive. It talks about the protective fellowship the church needs to offer to the members, to the people. Walking, journeying, praying, fellowshipping, singing, even in times of pandemic, you know, like this, God's love is not in a distance. God's love is not locked down. And we become the agents in connection, in connecting with one another, relating to one another, praying for one another. We just don't isolate ourselves and say, no, my fruit is for myself, but the branches have a responsibility to abide in the vine. And the second one is a promotional function. When we talk about promotional function, there is an element that we share the overwhelming Spirit of God. And church, which is a fellowship, and this fellowship is abiding in Jesus. We, the church, the body of Christ, abides in the vine, which is Christ Himself. And we, the branches, branch out in different shapes and forms and bear different sizes of fruits even within the tree or the vine. Yet, they carry the same taste, carry the same flavor. And it is here that the promotional function of this abiding fellowship becomes obvious. It is an inreach is meeting the believer's need within the church. It can never stop, whether it's pandemic or non-pandemic. The ministry of relating to people is within reach. Inreach is very important. And it's also intra-reach. Those who depend on church, the various partners, the various families, and also interconnectedness, even the work of the center with refugees or asylum seekers. It is an intra-reach from the church and have a larger arm to embrace the community into the church. An outreach is outside the tent. Outside the tent, this outreach also means we stretch our support, what the church would do to those widows in Karimnagar. Maybe a small contribution, but it makes us feel that we are part of a suffering community, a needy community, and it is an outreach, not just by money, but we pray spiritually, we remain connected. That's what the book of Acts talk about, the meaning of the fellowship. And this fellowship is, we find in the book of Acts, and continuously the book of Acts talks about 2:37 to 47, it talks about a fellowshipping church is a sharing church. It shares all things in common. It's a witnessing church, attending to the needs of all, self-sacrificing church for the fellowship of others. And it's also a living church, a sharing community, breaking bread within, from house to house. Breaking bread isn't just not Eucharist. Breaking bread is a covenantal sharing. And it's a growing church, says the book of Acts. It added new members, expansion into the growing church. This is a reminder to all of us. When we abide in the vine, we become fruitful and productive. And finally, a pleroma function. This pleroma function, pleroma is a Greek word, means fullness. When we talk about fullness, it is completion. And this Greek word is coming to complete what we began. Now, when Jesus said this to the disciples, abide in me, when he said it to the church, when he says to you and me, abide in me, I have strong stems of energy, spiritual energy going into you, and you become radiant, you become productive and fruitful. While you are still so, you are called into a ministry to complete the fullness of life. You complete the mission that God ordered to you. And this also means, for example, if you have a clock, a piece of cloth, and there are small holes in that, and it becomes old, and some people would say it's useless. But when you begin to mend them, suddenly you see a new frame of cloth. It's a clock that is mended. It's no more useless. It could be used. So completing and filling these gaps is also the expression of pleroma. Seven times, I am the bread, I am the light of the world, I am the door, I am the resurrection of life, I am the way, the truth and life, I am the good shepherd, I am the true vine. You will bear fruits. What kind of fruits? And these qualifications of the fruits are mentioned in Galatians 5, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And this is what God is expecting us to do. And we remain in Him. In other words, Jesus tells us that we bring our gifts to make a fruit salad of gifts. And this is the fellowship within the church. Pulling in together and journeying together in a mission as a living, sharing, witnessing, and a living church. Jesus, as the metaphor of wine, says, your productivity is in me, my friend. And that relationship brings us a lot of meaning in our life. One, we are not alone. Number two, we have a cause to celebrate. Number three, there is a purpose why we are here today. And Jesus would say, abide in me. Abide in me. When you abide in me, your life will be fruitful. You will bring a lot of blessedness to the people. It's a true, true fellowship. And it is for this reason Jesus laid his life. And God is inviting us today into this new renewal of our abiding in him. You abide in me, and you'll bear fruits. I am the vine. And this fellowship speaks about protective function of the church, promotional function of the church, and pleromic function of the church. May God continue to speak to us. Amen.